Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The state of democracy is actually in some ways looking up in the United States. On the other hand, well, you know, Scott Pruitt, it's kind of looking down. We'll get to that. And a lot of Donald Trump news. We'll get to that. But I wanted to start with what happened a couple of days ago, April 12th specifically, when two young black men, Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson, were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks. We talked about this at some length yesterday. And there's, you know, like more of the story is now coming out. They have met now with the CEO of Starbucks. They were on Good Morning America this morning. You recall yesterday when I was talking about this, I said, I'll bet those guys were feeling, glad that they weren't killed. And as I was saying that, I was thinking, you know, for a white guy to say that, maybe it sounds like I'm saying, well, you know, they should be grateful. And certainly I didn't mean it that way. But, you know, it was a real thought in my mind. And I thought, you know, they've got to be thinking something like this, right? Well, sure enough, in the interview on Good Morning America this morning, Rashawn Nelson said, and I quote, anytime I'm encountered by cops, I can honestly say it's a thought that runs through my mind that he might not make it home alive. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I guess the good news is that one of the customers recorded this on a cell phone video. One of the customers unrelated to these guys or their meeting. These were two young businessmen who were black, who wanted to, you know, they were meeting a third person for a business meeting about a real estate deal. They'd been working on this for some time. T.J. Holmes is tweeting, and I don't have independent verification of this, but it's gone totally insanely viral. I think it came out of the Good Morning America interview, which I did not see. His tweet is, Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson arrived at Philly Starbucks at 4:35 for a meeting. Records show 9/11 was called at 4:37, 2 minutes later. This is, it's a problem for Starbucks, obviously, but the bigger problem is this is a problem for America that this kind of thing goes on. And that it's, you know, and that Starbucks is not, you know, entirely unique in this. They're not the only ones. I mean, you know, this whole thing of racism and sexism, and we see this. This is like the domain of the conservatives now. You know, Richard Nixon's Southern Strategy and of course, centuries, millennia of misogyny have informed the Republican Party to the point that it's largely become the party of race hatred and suppression of women. The for example, this from Raw Story, Travis Geddes, the headline, "Unhinged Conservatives Spew Venomous Hate at Author Over Viral Tweet About Daughter Asking for a Girl Dentist." Now, this doesn't have to do with race. This has to do with gender. But, you know, in many regards, these two things are very much intertwined because it's really all about white male privilege and white male power. And if you don't think that's a thing, just look at the pictures of all the presidents of the United States up until Barack Obama. Or just look at the pictures of the people who wrote the Constitution, or, you know, et cetera. You know, we look at the, you know, as of, say, 15, 20 years ago, look at every CEO, you know, of a publicly traded company in America. So anyhow, Alyssa Nutting is a writer, and she took her daughter to the dentist on Monday. And her four-year-old, right, four-year-old, this is what Alyssa tweeted. This is just, you know, a tweet to her friends, right? She's a writer. She's got a Twitter following. "My daughter started crying at the dentist's office because the dentist is a boy. And the dentist said, sorry, there are no girl dentists at this office. And my daughter looked at me and said, why do we come here?" So, you know, it's an interesting opportunity. It's an interesting, you know, I'm sure Alyssa Nutting, when she tweeted this, thought, hey, this could turn into an interesting conversation. But, you know, right-wing crank Ben Shapiro, to quote Travis Getty over at RawStory.com, turned the death ray on Nutting by quoting her tweet and giving unsolicited parenting advice. Ben Shapiro tweets, "Perhaps you should have informed your daughter that as of 2014, 47.7% of all dental students were women, rather than letting her believe that your unrepresentative dentist's office is an indicator of widespread sexism." Well, that wasn't so bad, right? I mean, you know, Ben Shapiro quoting a statistic, okay, cool. But the problem was that Shapiro is followed by right-wing haters. I mean, as I said, this has become the base of the Republican Party. So-called conservative, quote, conservatives in quotes, nowadays means people who have completely bought into Nixon's Southern strategy. And to you know, generations of misogyny, of hatred of women, or fear of women. And here comes the responses. After Shapiro retweeted this to his right-wing base, the right-wingers, Helen Wood, a Shapiro fan, tweets, "Jesus Christ, imagine what she's going to be like when she grows up if you pander to this BS now. Tell her to shut her whiny ass up or her teeth will go moldy and fall out." A gun lover named Chris tweets, "My daughter says your daughter whines too much and should just enjoy the nitrous." Justin Siddons, S-I-D-D-O-N-S, says, "Why don't you slap your little feminazi brat? Did she not ask the dentist which of the thousands of genders they identify as at that moment? Bigoted little, let's say, turd, needs reporting to the gender Stasis." Another Trump supporter named Alf said, "Then you're a bad parent." Shapiro fan Ed Gee, G-E-E, says, "Anybody who raises daughters that cry because they meet a male professional should have child protective services called on them." And there were a whole series of tweets calling for, you know, the state to intervene, right? Darwin's Witness says, "Sounds like emotional abuse. CPS, Child Protective Services, should do a welfare check." Carmen Davis tweets, "Hope you stop acting like a whiny-ass girl. Nothing worse." Some others publicized the family's hometown. "We're going to take you down. We're going to tell people where you live." Or tagged other prominent Twitter conservatives so that, you know, the hate would keep on rolling. Finally, her husband, the author, Nutting's husband, her husband is named Dean Bakopoulos. He tweets, "I can't believe my family's getting death threats because of this tweet. We like our dentist. And my wife actually helped our preschooler through the appointment because she's a good mom. But you men who've threatened violence over a funny thing our kids said, you got to be less fragile." Yeah. And then he also called out Twitter and its CEO for not taking action against these people. And he adds, "Rest assured, our four-year-old got her teeth cleaned by our local dentist and did not destroy the patriarchy yesterday. Now please leave our family alone." And meanwhile, in Kansas City, I mean, this just keeps on going, right? In Kansas City, a Kansas City firefighter by the name of Terrence Jeremy Skeen was in a bar in Overland Park, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City. And a little black boy, 3-year-old black boy, walked up to him and he called him the N-word and spit on him. The manager called the police. Well, actually, let me give you the intervening story. So the 3-year-old was there because his 18-year-old uncle was having a birthday party in the restaurant. In the restaurant. And the child was running around. His grandfather caught up with him. And another person in the restaurant said, you know, when your grandson was over by the bar, this guy, or over by the counter, that white guy over there spit on him and called him the N-word. And so Harris walks over. Harris is the grandfather. He walks over to Terrence Jeremy Skeen, the racist firefighter. This was at a Hooters. And says, the guy over the bar says, you just spit on my grandson. And the firefighter, Terrence Jeremy Skeen, starts yelling, F you, you N-word, I will spit on you. F you, I will shoot you. So the manager calls the police on the black people, not on the firefighter, not on the white firefighter. And when the cops get there, the firefighter says, it's okay, I'm a firefighter. Well, when the news got out, he was suspended. He's back on the job. And in New Jersey, there's an LA fitness gym in Secaucus, New Jersey, where a couple of black guys were members. And the manager, one of them, you know, the manager says to one of them as he's, you know, walking around, you didn't pay. Get out. The guy's a member. And so he walks up to the front desk and asks the woman at the front desk. You can see this story at rawstory.com, too, by Brad Reed. Walks up to the manager and says, would you please scan my membership card here? She scans it. It brings up his membership with his picture and everything. She says, yep, you're you and you're a member. Oh, excuse me. She doesn't say anything. Here, after the scan shows that he's a member of the gym, the woman simply stands up and doesn't say anything as she walks away. The second video shows him being confronted by the gym manager who tells him he can't shoot video in the gym. There's a cop in there, and the manager says to the cop, you got to stop them from recording me. And the cop says, this is not illegal activity. And in the final video, the gym manager is in the process of terminating the man's gym membership. LA Fitness in Secaucus, New Jersey. Why are they terminating his membership? Apparently because he doesn't want to get kicked out because he's black. This is all one thing. The 4-year-old white girl, the black guys, you know, in whether it's Starbucks or LA Fitness or in Hooters, a 3-year-old black kid in Hooters. This is all one thing. This is all about white male power and the attempts by the Republican Party and so-called conservatives to reach out to white men and say, you should be afraid of women coming into the workplace. This goes back to Rush Limbaugh's whole feminazi rant from the 80s. You should be afraid of women coming into the workplace. You should be afraid of black people. You should be afraid of Hispanics. Didn't somebody tell you they're all rapists and murderers? Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. They're not like you. They want to take away your power. That has become the core conservative message. That's what Trump became president on.
Hi, I'm Nate Abel here for the Tom Hartman Program. Today we talked about race and had a tough conversation that you won't hear on the mainstream news, on the corporate news. And we also talked to Richard Wolff on debt and on alternatives to corporations. You're not going to want to miss this. TomHartman.com/podcast or YouTube.com/TomHartman.